Morning, Steph.
Morning. Let's begin with Jenny Haval, a singer-songwriter out of Norway, and her seventh album, The Practice of Love. On this record, she really is putting cliches and taboos under the microscope, celebrating them but also confronting them. And there's a bit of a self-awareness, self-parody on this album that's brilliant, you know, from exploring Spotify algorithms to childlessness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so her vocals are, again, hauntingly beautiful. They shine once again through this album, and paired with some really carefully curated electronic sequences that come across as quite intense at times, and enveloping, and it's really just music I think you can get lost in. Like this track, it's called Accident from Jenny Haval. Just an accident. I was just an accident. I was just an accident, even to myself.
Sounds like one of those tracks they'd have underneath like a space scene in a movie.
Yeah, it kind of washes over you a little bit. And I think in a lot of ways inherently like very Scandi as
Yeah.
So Jenny Haval there out of Norway, her album The Practice of Love is out now.
Awesome. What else have we got?
Next we're going to move on to House of Sugar. That's the ninth album from Sandy Alex G, who comes out of Philadelphia in the States. He's recently collaborated with 103 Point Never and was the go-to guitarist for Frank Ocean and his albums Endless and Blonde. But before that, and certainly with this album, he's had a really almost strong, like cult-like following. This is a guy who self-released on Bandcamp for many years and still had those strong fans long before any of the indie labels or music industry, you know, were paying attention. Sandy Alex G is an artist that's moved across fuzzed out bedroom pop to roots leaning rock and even the fringes of electronic glitch, but there's always been this lightheartedness and playfulness despite often, you know, melancholic lyrics, which is what we see on his latest. And this song, Southern Sky.
We've had the single Hope spinning and it just sounds really different.
Yeah, I think with him, he's a great pop writer in a lot of respects, and his songs kind of are never ending. It doesn't really quite have a resolve, and I think because of that, you kind of always going back to a few certain tracks from him. Yeah, Sandy Alex G and his album House of Sugar, this track off it, The Southern Sky.
And what's taking us out this morning?
We're going to finish off with Melbourne group Cousin Tony's brand new Firebird.
Amazing.
You're going to have fun I'm back announcing that.
I'm going to get that wrong so many times.
Cousin Tony's brand new Firebird. Yeah, they're a group out of Melbourne. They've released their second album. It's called New Romancer. A bit of a different direction to last year's debut record, and shape-shifting and experimental as ever. You know, these are synth-soaked songs featuring really catchy bass hooks, emotive vocals, and some nuanced melodies here. And there's almost a cathartic nature to most of this album. So we'll end with Cousin Tony's brand new Firebird. They're out of Melbourne, and this is a song of theirs called Lived Forever.
Thanks, Steph.
Thank you.
Forever, giving to oblivion. Sun submits to stormy weather, fires to the morning light, and I've already lived forever, I've already seen it fall into the flame. So take to your memory its sharp knives, recall every lover from your life, standing in line at the front door, coming to claim what they paid for, something to my time, yeah, it's behind me. Dead fire.